So today, in a special way, we're extremely grateful to God for the gift of our mothers and all they've done for us through the years. And it's always important to spend time with them, to show them our appreciation. I've been blessed in the last month, in a way, to be with my mom in a special way after what we've kind of gone through in March. But I noticed as I was visiting her, I was wondering why my mother seemed to keep ignoring me from time to time when I'd occasionally ask her a question. So I tried to be more, speak up a little bit, but she still seemed to wander off and pretend, at least in my opinion, that she didn't hear me. So I was wondering what was going on. And so the next time I had a question, the last time I saw her, I made sure that I was close to her, and that's when she said, "Sean, you need to speak up. I can't hear you." And I was using my regular voice. And so then, later on in the evening, I started to notice that the TV volume was way up and her phone volume kept going up so she could hear the ring. And so I was able to put two and two together and figure out that, yeah, Mom's hearing is getting worse. So it's time to check in with her and see where she's at and talk about maybe getting some hearing aids. And she said, when I brought it up, that she had looked into this, but she was hoping that this would be a simple one-time thing. And she was disappointed when she checked into it that that's rarely the case. In fact, she found out that it's going to take several visits to an audiologist to get the hearing aids adjusted to your specific needs, such as getting the right volume while reducing the background noise and the whistling sounds and getting rid of any pain or discomfort as it fits into the middle ear. And then periodically, she was told that you have to come back again, even that, to get your hearing tested, as it will continue to deteriorate year after year. So as you can imagine, she wasn't too happy to hear all that. Among all her other doctor appointments, she kind of viewed this as one more time-consuming thing. But as we had that discussion, because we all love our mothers, I said, well, it's important, Mom, that you hear the voices around you that love you and want or need to communicate with you. And I was thinking of this analogy today as we hear this short gospel on Good Shepherd Sunday, because the same is true in the spiritual life. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, tells us today that it's my sheep who hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. He then gives them eternal life so that they may not perish. And thus I'm sure that we can all conclude that this is a gift that we all want, or none of us would be here today. But to get it, we must hear and follow the voice of Christ, who rather than speaks in our ears, chooses to speak in our hearts and in our minds. And we can only hear that voice if we train our hearts in prayer to listen to him. This can be ever more challenging in our world today because it is full of so many distractions that launch other voices at us almost constantly, as we know, from our computers and tablets and phones to television and advertising and even to video games and at times music. And with the busyness of our lives and all these distractions, we can easily forget to pray and then lose our peace and our joy. And that's not what our loving God wants for us. And so Jesus reminds us today that just like the hearing aids that some people use to, as they go to the audiologist to get them tuned in to hear correctly, he invites us to bring our hearts to him in prayer on a daily basis through our prayers and through the Eucharist so that he can fine-tune our hearts and minds to hear his loving voice. And the good news is that we really don't have to do anything but take the time and show up for the spiritual appointment, that is our daily prayer, either at home or at church like we're doing today, and invite him to speak to us in our hearts. And then God will do the necessary work as our good shepherd so that we can hear his voice as it heals and forgives and gives us direction in life. And we need that direction more and more than ever today, especially as our young adults, amidst all these distractions, are seeking to discern their vocational calls in life, whether it's to marriage or to the priesthood or religious life or to remain single. Others are seeking direction in their secondary vocations and other areas of their life, as far as where should I study or what should I study in college or what college should I attend. There's many that are discerning that right now. Others are discerning, because they're graduating from college, perhaps where should I begin my career or what outfit should I seek to work for. Others may be discerning that if they're being called to perhaps choose a new career, maybe the one they're in right now isn't working out, or to transfer somewhere else. Should I move? Parents perhaps are discerning, should I have another child? Many of us might be discerning if I'd be happier if I gave up this or that in my life to follow God. And where should I send my kids for school is a popular question that parents have with young children. Or, for all of us, how can I more effectively live out my faith and then pass it on to those I love, especially my children? For others, they may be discerning whom to marry or to date. Others, at the other end of the spectrum, might be discerning when would be a good time for me to retire and then what to do in my golden years. Are these all important questions? Well, I think all of us would say yes, absolutely. And we're probably somewhere within those questions discerning where God wants us. And so do we want to make those choices all by ourselves, which is kind of scary, because God already knows the answers and where I will be the happiest and most effective in serving him. And so obviously we want or would be much happier and peaceful to bring God into that decision-making progress with us. And so today let us pray that we can always be open to responding to the Lord's call to prayer and give him that opportunity to speak and direct our hearts every day so that we can make those right choices that will not only allow us to be happy and at peace in this life, but also fully prepared to rejoice forever with our good shepherd and our loved ones in the next.